What does that project aim to do, and who's involved?
It is a partnership between Ørsted and then us here at Rutgers University, along with a team at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, led by Mark Baumgartner, and then another team at the University of Rhode Island, led by Dr. Jim Miller. What we're trying to do is use acoustic sensors that are deployed on a variety of platforms, such as stationary buoys, and then also underwater robots, gliders that can move through the water, to listen for vocalizing right whales. And so the idea is, can you better monitor the presence or absence of the North Atlantic right whale by listening to them using autonomous sensors?
Well, tell us a little about the technology you're using. What tools do you use to read the ocean, and what kinds of data do they give you?
So Mark Baumgartner at Woods Hole, he deployed a buoy off the coast of New Jersey here, and he also deployed a buoy off of Massachusetts. And then the team at Rhode Island has another buoy that's more of like a test platform, trying out some advanced sensors that can help you triangulate the location. The buoy is really just there to have the radio transmitters and things like that on up at the surface. So on the mooring itself, at the bottom of the water column, that's where his sensor, which is called a DMON, a digital acoustic monitoring instrument. It's basically a big anchor that has got this digital sensor on it. And it's soundproofed and insulated so that the flow of the water doesn't interfere with the listening tool. So that's another challenge, is they've got to install things that reduce that. And there's all sorts of technology at play to really isolate the sound so that you can really hear very well. On the glider side, so it looks like a torpedo, but it doesn't actually have a propeller on it. And so what it does is it goes up and down over and over again. And it's a mobile platform, right? So you can explore the entire area. You're not restricted to just that one spot where the buoy is located.
As offshore wind companies and scientists in the U.S. explore ways to protect biodiversity around turbines, they're taking a cue from Europe, where the wind industry is much more mature.